What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of Solo Dolo with yours truly, D. Moraney, a.k.a. Hip Hop Oakhead, a.k.a. Hip Hop's Uncle Phil, and I'm here tonight with my boy, the one and only.
It's your boy, Son Capone, the greatest rapper never known. We in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, that's right, man. Beautiful Saturday. We in the building. How you been, man? What's been good with you?
Nah, man. Chilling. Trying to stay warm, man. It's colder than a motherfucker out there today.
Yeah, man. The rain's coming back. I know we sat down a couple weeks ago and we was talking about, you know, fuck Tony. And I think now we got to shout out other cats that made songs with the rain in it. So fuck SWV for Rain Down on Me.
Classic track, though.
Yes. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but fuck you, New Edition, to Can You Stand the Rain? And Boyz II Men for doing the live version. You know, fuck you too, as Pop once said. What other rain tracks are we missing?
Nah, man, who was it? The Dramatics? I Wanna Go Outside.
In the Rain, yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, Orange Juice Jones in the Rain. I'm boycotting Orange Juice until the sun come back and shit.
I'm telling you, man, we done flipped to fucking Washington or Oregon or some bullshit with so much rain. Man, I read some shit that we are out of the motherfucking drought with this shit. With all the snowfall, once that shit melt, that most of California is out of the motherfucking drought.
So, how long? We've had like, what, 2-3 weeks of serious rain? And that's all it took to get us out of the fucking drought?
All that snow, bro. They had a fucking satellite image.
Yeah.
Okay, of all the mountains.
Right, right.
And all the mountains are snow-capped, bro. So, you know, you got feet upon feet of snow. So, I mean, once that shit all fucking melt and come down,
yeah,
it's going into, I mean, I forgot what fucking man-made type shit they got.
Yeah, like a reservoir or some shit like that.
Some shit like that. And we gonna be, you know, pretty good for the majority of the state.
So I'm low-key disappointed because I have fallen, I guess, victim to the propaganda that they've been pushing for years that this was a serious drought and shit. I've been taking 15-minute showers and shit. I could have been laid back taking 30-minute showers. So tomorrow,
hey, it's too cold.
Hey, nah, fuck that.
For 30 minutes, man, I'll be sitting in there like a weirdo.
Let
this shit run.
Fuck that. Tomorrow, before I hit the job piece, I'm taking a 45-minute shower.
He said, too. 45.
Fuck that.
Hey, your associates will appreciate you for it.
Never that. Never musty. Up in this motherfucker. So, man, a lot of shit's going on. Originally, we're still going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the Grammys and what went down with Cardi B and the outrage from, you know, social media and hip hop heads like ourselves for her taking that Rap Album of the Year award home. So we're gonna talk about that. But before we get into that, let's talk about some recent shit. So shit, where do you want to start? You want to start with man, what, the 6ix9ine shit? You want a little Jesse from Empire shit? You want to start with Cap, or should we start with your guy, Robert Kelly? Is that where we should start?
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Well, so let's talk about this, man. So allegedly,
allegedly.
CNN is reporting.
His brother is probably in the tape, bro. His brother is a motherfucker.
Yeah, here we go. So CNN is reporting that there is another tape of Kelly and a 14-year-old girl, and they're not, for those that are be like, how they know her age. According to the tape, or what CNN has seen in the tape, Robert and this young lady are referring to her pussy as a 14-year-old pussy.
What is it, the freshman prom queen? Or is that prom queen? The freshman homecoming queen?
I don't think they have freshman prom queen.
The homecoming then.
So, I know that you were not part of the Get Kelly the Fuck Out of Here Club. But now after this new, you know, accusation and CNN saying, hey, we have a videotape, we've seen it, and this is what's being said. You know, what are your thoughts now, Sign?
I mean, the motherfucker need help. You know what I mean?
He need help? He don't need his ass whooped. He don't need both his legs broke. He needs something more. Help is what he needs?
An ass whooping and breaking legs is all going to heal. And I mean, he's going to be back to doing what the fuck he's doing. You know what I mean?
So like, as a father, right? We both fathers. You're a father of a young lady. How do you feel? I would expect you to be more outraged than you are right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's some cold shit, but it's deeper than Kales, you know what I mean? Like, as fathers, we need to be there for our daughters and not be susceptible
to
these predators, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
as a father, my job is to bring awareness to my daughter to avoid, you know, freaky, nasty motherfuckers like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, not to say that the girls that don't have father figures in their lives deserve that, but as fathers, we need to understand that having daughters, we have to be there. I mean, I think when you have daughters, shit, the most important role that you can play is actually being there for your daughter and build the character of a man that she looks up to and not looking out for, you know.
Right,
so
right,
you gotta
right.
definitely be present. So
you have to be, like you said, the model for what it is that you want her to.
You gotta set
the qualities of an individual. So I can see where I guess you wouldn't be as outraged in that scenario because you're confident in your parental skills and the bond with your daughter, and you don't think that your daughter is ever going to be, you know, be able to be swayed that way.
Nah, come on, man. Yeah.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying in general, like, this is some crazy shit.
No,
like,
it's crazy. Believe me, I don't condone any of this shit.
So is you still knocking boots to, you know, don't you say no tonight? Are you still knocking boots to filling on your booty? Is Kel still in the boot knocking rotation?
I'm kind of a weirdo because I'm a motherfucker. I really don't be putting music on when I'm denting that shit out. You know what I mean?
Okay, but, so pre-dent, pre-collision.
He said pre-dent. sipping cookies and milk?
What's going down? Pre-collision. Is Kel's in the pre-collision? Is he a rotation?
Well, I've never had to have Kels close the deal for me. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying close the deal. I'm just saying
or change the oil or, you know, warm the car up, whatever, however you use it. But no.
Ambiance. Is Kels part of the ambiance? Like, what do you, I don't understand.
The fuck am I, Mr. Biggs, motherfucker? He said the ambiance.
All right, so Sean Capone enters the room. And to dead silence.
It's a dead silence.
And just take and you just taking a pussy.
Nah, bitch. Nah, like, Dr. Hudson.
No, you know. So you just in it. There's no finesse.
Easy.
Smash
for this. The fuck am I? Go look at Coco at the fucking LA Zoo and shit. Chew on some lettuce and get the digging down. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm asking you. You talking about a? Everybody close
yeah.
So does so we're way off where I wanted to originally go, but does music?
This motherfucker's trying to figure out the chemistry, man.
No. I just want to know.
That shit up, man.
Does music play a part in? I get the moments. I don't fuck to call it.
Dumping and shit now. Music don't need to be mandatory, man. You know what I mean?
So you dumping in silence, like that, shit, bro.
He said it's silence. I like to hear slapping and tapping, baby. I gotta hear this work. You know what I mean?
Right. All right. We can go way deeper into this. We'll talk about this other time. But I'm not gonna go deep into this. I like how you joked yourself out of the R. Kelly conversation. But I was gonna say this: he's nasty. He's foul.
Yeah, he's nasty. He's
and
foul
at this
that,
point,
you know,
man, he needs to be in a cell. He needs to be off the streets.
No, I agree. He need to be in the cell.
And that's just my opinion.
And he need to pay restitution and give these girls some kind of peace of mind that he's put these girls through. You know what I mean? As far as...
Yeah.
They're never... Unfortunately, they're never going to get back what he took from them. You know what I mean? Regardless of how much time he served or ass whoopings we do or, you know, kill them, you know, whatnot. And that to me is the biggest loss. But no, he definitely needs to pay for his... for his crimes, because that ammunition all together, it is fucking crime.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, they could have had him a long time ago, like we talked about before when he got busted in Florida, but they had to throw that evidence out or whatever. But I guess I'm wondering who produced the tape, and hopefully at the end of the day.
And it's fucked up because if they barely producing it now after a fucking special, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of sick motherfucker is that holding it back? And who, Lord knows who know or how old that goddamn tape is.
And that's another thing, because whoever this person is, let's say it's somebody from his past who's known him for a long time. This is how you, why now?
Yeah.
Like you said, why now? Is it, what's it motivated?
Should have been accountable a long
right.
fucking
what's,
time ago.
What's it motivated by?
And
you know what I mean?
You know what, man? As sick as R. Kelly is, them fuckers are just as sick protecting them.
Of course, anybody who enabled them deserves to be, you know, just as guilty as he is.
They need to start time with them. And they need, I don't know about the same amount of time, but they need to be accountable. And definitely. They need to be fucking.
Well, I mean, shit. You're part of a. You've
a ring.
You've aided a serial pedophile, and I'm sure there's a ring of people, and I'm sure he's trading these people. It's sad, man. It's disgusting. So
he's got coming. You know, or he deserves whatever he's got.
Yeah, no, definitely. If you believe in karma, he's got some karma coming his way.
Yeah, nigga, fuck karma. He got the law coming his way like shit. Peace.
So, perfect segue to somebody who, I guess, doesn't have the law coming his way. Mm. So, per Vlad TV. Well, actually, let's not give Vlad all the credit. Documents leaked from young Daniel Hernandez's federal trial that have confirmed, if you believe the documents, and in today's society, paperwork is pretty much everything, and I know you know this firsthand, and you'll be able to talk about this a lot better than I am. When it comes to people who are incarcerated, paperwork is everything, right? So before we talk about allegedly what's going on, talk about the importance of paperwork in the penitentiary system.
Yeah, I mean, the importance of it is, I mean, the way that it's run is paperwork is the most validated truth that someone can get. You can't make assumptions. You can't do anything off of suspicion or you know, loosely bring somebody's name up unless there is paperwork to validate, you know, what the issue is, whether someone was talking or was a witness or included into something or what their charges were necessarily, like R. Kelly.
Right,
you know,
right,
if
right.
R. Kelly, you have R. Kelly's paperwork, then he's a known pedophile.
Right.
You can't make assumptions without having the validation of the paperwork. So, paperwork is, like I said, it is validated and it puts you in a whole different category of this, you know, either, my cousin say a J-cat or a dropout or whatever the case is, a pedophile, molester, whatever.
So you're classified. You're classified coming in,
and it's 100.
Your information is there to see if someone has access to your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that said, according to these documents, Mr. Hernandez has admitted to, or actually pointed the finger at the people that were, the names that we have been hearing. The 9 counts against him are allegedly going to be dropped. He will serve no jail time and will have some sort of witness protection. So just first of all, we'll get to Vlad later, but let me just ask you right now. Were you shocked by this at all?
Not at all, because he was playing the role from the beginning, and this is not the life that he grew up in. Yeah. So it was just something that he was entertaining. It's unfortunate that everybody took the shit serious, you know, and when it came down to it, and I know he didn't think that the charges and everything was going to be real and they were under investigation. And I don't think nobody else did either, you know, but I mean, I knew this wasn't him, you know. I mean, you got 6'9" bodyguards and you hiding behind them. You're not that gangster, you know what I mean?
I see what you just did as an MC, 6'9" with the 6'9" bodyguards. I see you, Sonic Paul. So, were you shocked that the government? Let's just say that if this is fact, and he's not going to look at any prison time, and he's going to be in some sort of witness protection. I mean, do you feel like that is something that, you know, he should be given? Like, do you feel like Treyway is that big of a organization to merit those type of concessions for this young kid?
And it may be. I mean, like, I don't know the history of the hood or where they come from, but for them to put him in the successful position that he was in before all this shit went down, that's a power move. And, you know, it's also a money move. So there was power and money put behind the kid for him to blow up on a national scale.
That right, we know that, yeah.
So how they got it, I mean, obviously it wasn't through fundraisers and Girl Scout cookies, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So they were doing something illegal to
Oh, so you think Treyway was the one that was putting the money behind?
Of course.
Tekashi. You don't think it was Warner, and you don't think it was the label that he was signed to?
I think it was a partnership.
Yeah.
I think it was a partnership, and I think with Treyway, they probably initiated it and got a little buzz. Somebody had to give him, what was it, when he was sitting on the stoop, that 20 grand or 30 grand that he was throwing on that stoop and caught the buzz of everybody. Because right. Well, nobody knew who the music was.
So that money came from the 10,000 label. Lucian, fuck, I can't remember the name now. But I've talked about this months ago when he was signed to the son of the head of Warner Music. Mm. Him and Trippie Redd were both signed to the label. And so I don't think that Treyway had anything to do with the funding for that video. You know, he's been signed to this kid for a long time. When that shootout occurred at his birthday party or his release, whenever he came home, he was meeting with the son of Lucian's son, it's Grange. I forget the kid's name, but he was meeting with the son of Grange or whatever. He was meeting with him when that whole shootout happened at the restaurant. Mm. Treyway tried to get in, and he was in there sitting down with Lucian Grange's son. Mm. So I don't think Treyway financially had anything to do with Tekashi blowing up. I think it was just protection? A muscle. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you're going to talk all that shit. You got to have somebody to back you up, right? And if they are someone who's feared, then yeah, you know what I mean? I can connect with these cats and play the role. And when they probably realize that, or in my opinion, when shit got a little too hot and they wanted him to relocate to California, because that was what the alleged conversation was between the Grange kid and 6ix9ine, was for him to relocate to California, get closer with Kanye West and be mentored and all this kind of shit. He didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's crazy. I don't know where he goes from here now. You know what I mean? You seem to be able to control your own destiny. Now you're going to be, I guess, followed by the FBI. I don't know how they do witness protection, you know. And how do you hide Tekashi 6ix9ine with his fucking face tats? And that's crazy to me. Like, where does he go to protect himself or for them to protect him?
I mean, he's going to have that shit. They got the little tattoo and removals and shit like that. But yeah. I mean, that, you can still see the scars and shit, and especially in as big as it is. And
I mean, do you put a prosthetic face on him and he just walks around with somebody else's face off, some shit like that?
I mean, he might have to. You know, that's crazy. I mean, it's going to be dangerous if he's out in the public and he's doing shit. I mean, they're going to... See, what happened is he turned over to the streets, and now, I mean, he went everything that the streets stood for. So he's in a bad situation.
This is wild speculation, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Do you believe that maybe this whole time he's been a plant? Maybe at some point when he was when he was first affiliating himself with the gang, maybe they snatched him in and said, hey, you want to go to jail or you want to do this?
He could have been. I mean, I don't... Not the government.
You don't think they would have let all that shit go down, him shooting in the whole nine?
I mean, you never know, because, I mean, when they did Donnie Brasco, he was out there robbing motherfuckers and shit, too. So, you know, and, I mean, he was doing it for, you know, years. So, it could be. I mean, it'd be fucked up if it was some Donnie Brasco type shit where, you know what I mean, they affiliated this kid, you know.
He got an old face. What if he's really like 28? Daniel Hernandez, police officer.
Now, I don't know about a police officer, but maybe he was, maybe, you know what'd be fucked up? And it could make sense is that the sexual charges that he had.
Oh, shit. You know, I didn't think about that.
You know, maybe you bring us in this shit, or you know what I mean? Like, it ties in.
Yeah. You are a kid from the neighborhood. You got these charges. You want to get out. I see you might know, you know, and maybe he knew of them, or maybe he was friends with somebody who was close to.
Could be.
You know what I mean? That is wild.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little conspiracy theories, but I don't know that we'll ever hear the truth.
No, and I don't know when we hear from him, you know, or how we hear from him. You think he's just going to disappear?
He's going to have to. He's going to have to live his life in Wisconsin and fucking dig out his driveway and shit in the winter, you know?
You know what? He's from this new generation. I don't see him being able to put down a cell phone or not be on Instagram or not be on any of that. I just don't see it happening.
No, I mean, as far as his discipline, no. But, I mean, honestly, I think he's in danger, man.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you can't be. Well, you know what? You know what? As much. As much as snitching is yeah, fucking looked down upon.
Yeah.
Hey, motherfuckers are living. You know
what I mean? There's a lot of snitches walking around.
Henry Hill, fucking, you know what I mean? Made fucking, I don't know how much. You made at least $1 million off of his story.
Right.
And he lived untouched.
Right.
Sammy the Bull, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, untouched.
He died from what? Health issues recently?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, shit, what about, what's the dude's name? Is it Alpo?
Yeah, about to hit the streets in Harlem. Right, you know what I mean? Right. In the hood, you done snitched on. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Frank Lucas.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know what, man? All that shit is a facade. Everybody talks shit about snitching and all that shit, but don't nobody do nothing unless it's in prison.
Yeah,
that's it. You know.
So you can snitch and walk free. So let me ask you this: so he comes home, and do you think he could ever make music again?
You know what? If this would have been in the late 90s, early 2000 or something prior, he probably could have.
Yeah.
But, you know, as emotional and fucking crybaby as these youngsters are and shit, he can make fucking music. You know, these little gay ass kids go be supporting shit. You know what I mean? Like, he can come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they like I said, it's a whole different generation and they're not as tough as they used to be. You know what I mean? So right. Standards and shit like that. They don't stand for it on it, you know what I mean? So it's a lot different. So I think he can come back, snitch, and fucking make a movie with Disney or some shit, you know what I mean?
A Disney movie with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You fucking never know.
That's crazy. Speaking of crazy shit, let's talk about this shit that you and shout out to Mr. Bootleg and Mr. Bootlegs and B-Sides, my boy Big Pooh. Y'all called this 2 weeks ago. We were sitting here chilling, celebrating my son's birthday, and we're talking about the Jesse kid from Empire. And y'all from Jump are like, D, this is some bullshit. And I was like, well, let's wait and see. Supposedly there's some videos, you know, shit like this does happen. Y'all kept bringing up the fact he was out at 2 o'clock in the morning to go get Subway.
Fuck. 0 degree
weather. He was looking for foot logs at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, you know what? Was it raining? Just wait.
No, it was snowing.
It was snowing. So maybe he gets a free foot long. You know how Subway out
here. Yeah, free foot long.
You know how Subway out here in Cali, if it rains, you get a $2 foot long or some shit like that. Maybe it's a free foot long if it snows in Chicago. Yeah. But I don't know.
Slapping with three of them. You know what I mean?
So, again, CNN reports that the Chicago PD went ahead yesterday. And interviewed two brothers from Nigeria who, I guess one of them had been on the show before or something like that. They had receipts that they purchased the exact same rope that was around Jesse's neck Ace Hardware.
Fuck it, everybody snitching for it.
So they were released. They were released. But now I guess the Chicago PD feels that... that Jesse definitely set this up. And more information has come out. I guess he was about to be written off the show. I've never watched Empire before, but supposedly he was about to be written off that. And he also has an album currently out or dropping an R&B album or some shit like that. So, I mean, again, you and Pooh called it 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go come back to you and I'm going to ask you, thoughts in regards to this.
Yeah, well, I mean, we knew because he had the hoodie on, you know what I mean? He did sub-fucking-zero fucking temperatures, and, you know, if he had the hoodie on, I mean, you can't tell who's, you know, sweet or not sweet with a hoodie on in fucking, what, 2 in the morning?
So if he didn't have a hoodie on, you'd be able to tell him he was sweet or not?
Nah, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's at night, so you know what I mean? Like, it'd be hard to classify that and say that it's, what's the term? No, gay bashing or...
Right, right.
So, I mean...
Unless he was followed. So, you're just saying, like, if I'm walking down the street, I see somebody, how would I know what their sexual orientation is?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because they're bundled up.
You know, well, yeah, I got mean, you. Well, not bundled up, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
you know, it's hard to break it down to, you know, shit anywhere, you know what I mean? Unless they directly say the shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you don't know if there's someone's walking past you, how I know this person is, is
one way or another.
Yeah, how they identify, I feel you. But so
it's too much for him to go that far and be Tyler Perry of the Chicago News. You know what I mean?
Like, throwing Matt. They're talking about the MAGA shit. You know what I mean? And I said last week's episode, I said if he was lying, this was some bullshit because, you know, you have real people out there going through real shit. You know, of course, us as black people are going through some real shit. And then, you know, regardless if you like the lifestyle or not, or the orientation or not, you have the lesbian and gay community and the transgender community that are going through some shit. And so for you to use the plight of what's really going on to basically further your career, you know what I mean, and get some sympathy, you know, so maybe you don't get written off the show, or maybe people buy your CDs or whatever. I think it's horrible. And filing a false police report, I don't know what comes with that, all the man hours that the police I'm sure we're looking into this, and there's a lot more serious shit going on in fucking Chicago than somebody, you know, staging shit to help their, you know, their career. So I'm disgusted, to be honest.
No, of course. But I mean, that's the times that we live in, man. I was kicking with a female a few weeks ago, and she had a plot with her homegirl and her homeboy to go on Maury and then, you know, come up with some old cheating, I'm pregnant type shit, I'm not the father. But for motherfuckers to be in a, you know, in a right mind to plot on some bullshit like that, you know, like they had the story and everything mapped the fuck out, and I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm gonna give you some dick, but I'm not nutting it, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, man, it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, how the fuck these motherfuckers come up with plots and shit like that? Like,
wait a minute, so you just kind of exposed yourself low-key, bro. Because if you kicking it with females who are formulating lies to get on Maury, R. Kelly is definitely in the motherfucking background. She's playing... She's definitely playing TP2.com. That's definitely what's playing. So that's crazy. So homegirl was
they really had a plot.
They were going to formulate a plan.
No, it wasn't formulated. These motherfuckers just didn't call the show to go ahead and set it up. They had the story. They had everything laid out. She had her homegirl down with the story, and then the dude to be the motherfucker in the middle. You know what I mean?
So who's going to be the kid? The father of the child is going to be the dude? Well, is there a kid that actually exists?
I don't know if they were going to say she was pregnant.
Or it was just like kind of like we were friends forever type of shit. And that's crazy, but I've seen shit. I forget what the name of the artist is, but there's a dude who I guess tried to get his label famous, and he's from out here in Southern California. And went on Judge Judy and like went off on her or something. It's a famous little clip now, and it's him, you know what I mean? And that's how he got, you know, a little notoriety for his his label, man.
15 minutes of fame, I mean, shit.
Definitely.
Shit, we just talk about the 6ix9ine, you know what I mean? All that shit is a facade.
Yeah, 6ix9ine, the Jesse Kidd from Empire, you know, like that fame is a motherfucker, man. I talked about that last week on the Cream Show, Clout Rules Everything Around Me, that this new generation, man.
Talent have nothing to do with shit, you know what I mean? It's just, hey, that fucking viral shit. Being viral can change your life.
It's all about the moment, man.
We gotta start doing dumb shit so we can get this paper, man.
I'm cool. I'm cool with the 17 people that listen to this podcast.
You know, and bless your little heart.
Yes, shit. Definitely. So if you're listening to the podcast, I don't even shout out what the fuck we're doing here, other than this is Solo Bolo, brought to you by an honest conversation about hip hop. You can find us through the Digital Soapbox Network via Audio Boom, and you can find us on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, radio.com, anywhere that you can find a great podcast, you can go ahead and find us. Salute to everybody who's listening to us, and salute to everybody affiliated with the Digital Soapbox Network. So before we get into Cardi and the Grammys, let's touch on Cap, man. So news broke yesterday that there's a NFL settlement, and Kaepernick and Eric Reed are the two gentlemen that are going to be broken off some chippers. And word is that Cap could be walking away with up to $80 million. So I know not this year, but the year prior, you boycotted, you stood with Cap and said, I'm not even fucking with the NFL. Someone who's played football his whole entire life and is a diehard football fan, you basically said, fuck this, turning my back on the game because I'm not feeling what they're doing. So as someone who stood with Cap, how do you feel now in regards to where we're at?
I mean, I'm still uneasy about the shit because, I mean, we knew the truth, you know, as far as what he was going to go through. I didn't think they would go to the extent of blackballing him and, you know, not allowing him to play another down in his life. You know, I didn't think it would be that extreme. So, me personally, you know, I'm happy he got his money, but if I was in Cap shoes, I wouldn't have took the money. I'm taking that shit to the end. Because if you went this fucking far, you might as well finish it, you know. And it's fucked up because now the money comes and the truth of everything is hidden, you know. Mm. So I wouldn't personally, like I said, it's a lot of money, man. And I was talking to my brother today, it's a lot of money and it's life-changing money.
Yeah.
But my people is worth more. And I personally, man, I've been protecting my people since I was a kid, man. And money don't mean shit to me. You know what I mean? I would have the truth come out and have my people in a better situation, you know, as far as exposing the fucking truth and treating the NFL like the shitheads that they are. Mm. You know, because it's an old game, man. And it's, you know, it's different from what our ancestors dealt with in fucking the plantations or in shit in the fields or, you know, shit the early you know, Americas, you know, as far as they're still taking advantage of these kids. I mean, they're making money, you know, but shit, they're not making owner money. You know, they're making billions.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are making billions, you know, so.
So what do you think it was? Do you think it was maybe Cap was just tired, or maybe this was advice from his legal team, like, hey, this is the best offer we're going to get? What do you think? Like, what was, I mean, why? Why take this as far as you've taken it and then now have decided, like, enough is enough? And from what I understand, there's, like, a confidentiality agreement.
Of course.
They can't speak on any of this. I guess the documents, I'm assuming, are never going to come out. I doubt that, though, because we live in an information age. We live in the internet age. I'm sure people are going to leak emails.
They put $80 million into this motherfucker's pockets. So them documents and everything is...
So you don't think we'll see an email? We don't see any transcripts or texts? Nothing leaks?
Fuck no. I mean, come on, bro. This will tarnish one of the fucking biggest companies in America.
So let me ask you this. What is more damaging? The NFL basically saying, yes, we blackballed this player because he chose to stand against police brutality and use us as a platform. Or the NFL and the concussion problem, which they end up making a movie about. That you know, they try to kill all that early on, but that came out too. That's why I think that we might see, maybe not in the near future, but eventually see text messages, emails, whatever, you know, whatever evidence that was collected, because supposedly, you know, they collected a lot of info, a lot of, like I said, emails and text messages, you know, whatever, in regards to, you know, collusion to keep Cap out the league. Mm-hmm. So, in your opinion, what's bigger? If to the NFL, the concussion issue, CTE, or Cap, you know, making the stand?
To the NFL, as far as
and not you, you know, Sean Capone personally, not the fans. If you are Roger Goodell, or let's say the people who control Roger Goodell, which I'm assuming are the owners. So if you are the owners and you have two issues that you have to kill, are you killing CTE or are you killing Colin Kaepernick's stance? And against you saying, hey, you can't do what you're doing, and him saying, yes, I can. Which one is a bigger issue? Player revolt, I guess, is the best way to put it. A player standing up towards you, or information leaking that the game has been causing people to get CTE and
the player revolt, because, I mean, with the, you know, with the majority of the players, man, they're African American. You know what I mean? And shit, if you have the majority strike, and this is what upsets me with our people, man, is we've got the fucking power in numbers, period. Right. You know, I've seen L.A. flip the fuck around just off of Chris Dooner and his shit years ago with the police, you know, fucking escapade that he went off, and the whole L.A. County, Orange County, San Bernardino County, everybody was shook the fuck up off of just one person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, you imagine it's at least 80% of the players, the African-American in the NFL. So if all 80% of them revolt, you only got kickers and fucking Andrew Luck. You know what I mean?
Kickers and Andrew Luck.
You know? Like, nobody's going to pay to see that shit. You know what I mean? That fucks up their whole game plan. You know what I mean? And it to me, it's just terrible. It's terrible that the NFL and the powers that be, you know, they've got the... they're overbearing on us still, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know,
they do. It is a very controlling league. I would say NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball are probably the most two controlled leagues. NBA has definitely changed, but there was a strike, and that is a sport.
Shout out to fucking Adam Silver, because Adam Silver is making shit happen. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he's doing a good job at what he's doing. I like him a little better than David Stern, but yeah. I think the league still has a way to go.
No, of course.
You know, in regards,
but they're the most. Out of all of our professional leagues and professional sports, I think NBA is definitely the most progressive.
Most progressive, I definitely agree with you. I still think we talked about this, you know, many episodes back, but they still need to do a lot in the neighborhoods, especially you know, when it comes to building schools and shit like that. We talked about, hey, wherever there's an NBA franchise, there should be schools that are solely sponsored by the NBA and those franchises. So. They definitely have a way to go. So, yeah, man. Before we get to Cardi and music, my thing with Cap is, I don't know how to think. I'm happy that he got whatever he's gonna get. You know, Eric Reid is now signed to a 3-year contract with the Carolina Panthers, so he has a job. He's gonna get some additional money. Cap. Probably he's never going to be able to play in the NFL again. But he's going to get paid, so to speak. My thing from day one was we treated him as he was some revolutionary. Well, we don't know if that's who he was.
True.
And so he's done drops of, you know, for food in countries and things of that nature. He's brought awareness to different things. But from a revolutionary standpoint or from a leadership standpoint, I haven't seen enough of him. He's played the back for a while. Last time we saw him was what? The Nike commercial, right? Where, you know, they weren't really talking about police brutality. They were talking about him standing up to something. And it was a smooth Nike rollout where Nike was, hey, we're gonna support the people that aren't really being supported. You know what I mean? The Muslim athletes and things of that nature, you know, which, hey, you're a big corporation. You want to, you know, reach out and get new business. I'm not mad at you. That's what businesses do. And if you are an athlete who wants to then get exposure from people who are doing, reaching out to these businesses that are going to use you for that, then fine, do your thing. But I wonder, was this really who Cap was? Was Cap this person that was for the cause and had always been for the cause? And did it just get too big for him at some point? And did he realize how much it was affecting him? You know what I mean? And, you know, again, this is just wild speculation. I don't have any, you know, I don't have any facts on this. But it's just very puzzling to me on why they chose to settle and agree. And were they asking? Or was it something the NFL said, look, we just don't want this to go any further. Here's $80 million. Is that cool? Or, hey, here's 40. And they said, well, give us 80. Thinking, nah, they'll never give us 80. And then they gave us 80, and they're like, should we take it? Like, I just don't know. And like you said, we may never know.
No, we're not. And that that's what $80 million pays for, you know what I mean? So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And real simple.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed?
No, because I didn't have any expectations. Yeah. You know, I didn't think that Cap was going to be able to bring down the NFL. NFL is too powerful. And the NFL should have brought down itself a long time ago. Just the game is very dangerous. You know what I mean? You know, and the game is dangerous. And I can see where a lot of people would not want to support some of these professional athletes, especially football players, because some of the shit they've been involved in, you know, over the years. But I think the big or the game is too big to fail now. Mm. You know what I mean? No. Super Bowl's been whacked for a minute. Halftime Super Bowl halftime show's been whacked for a minute. Terrible. The games, for the most part, a lot of them are pretty whack. Fantasy football has breathed life into it and have made it. You know, I think fantasy football is now bigger than the NFL. Mm. You know, and I think that's the main driving force behind that, and betting, of course. So it's a big business, and not so much more of a sport. It's more focused on business, where I think, as we said, basketball is more focused on the sport and the personality and the players, where football is something that's focused on the team, the Dallas Cowboys, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers, the New England Patriots, you know what I mean? You know, and that's just how I think the game has always kind of been sold. So no disappointment, you know what I mean? I don't think he was going to bring it down. Like I said, I'm happy for him. Hope we assume he's balling. We assume he's rich. You know, we don't know what was going on with him. Now he's got money. And so now my thing is, we'll see really who he is now. When it comes to leader, revolutionary, whatever word you want to use, community activist, we'll see where he's at now. Now that he's got some bread in his pocket and should be able to now put that shit in the past and move forward and hopefully use some of those connections that he's hopefully, and relationships he's hopefully forged with folks who have like minds. And now we can move forward and do something. So I would like to see that. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
No
way. Yeah. So now let's get to the shits. So last week, Sunday, was the, I don't know, 190th annual Grammys. No, I know it's not. It's like 50 something or whatever. I'm probably way off. And Cardi B, if you, you know, just crawled out of a, you know, I don't know, if you're the groundhog who saw a shadow or you've been in a coma for the past couple, the past week, Cardi B took home Rap Album of the Year. Beat out people like Nipsey's Victory Lap, the Mac Miller record, Pusha T's record. Shit, who else was nominated? There was one other person nominated that I can't remember, but okay, it's whatever. But so there was somebody else that was nominated for, I don't know if it was Drake, but there was somebody else who was nominated for Rap Album of the Year. And so none of those folks won. Cardi B won. And social media went crazy. You know, the people who said, hey, Mac Miller put his heart and soul into that record and didn't win. Adriana Grande went off on some bullshit. The people who said, fuck Cardi B, she can't rap. How you take it from Nipsey? Nipsey's the truth. The people said, hey, Pusha T, rap circles around, you know, Cardi B. And then whoever this other person was, I can't remember right now, they said that this person was better than Cardi as well. So before we get into this, first things first, let's just kind of talk about the history of the Grammys itself. So if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 1989, at that point, I want to say 88 was the first time that the Grammys recognized hip hop with performance of the year. It was a performance. Rap was a performance. You know what I mean? So I think in 89, they were again not going to televise it. And folks like Salt and Pepper, Public Enemy, shit. I know. I think I'm missing some other folks. They boycotted it. So we're not going to support you. We're not fucking with you. So 88, 89 is when, in my opinion, hip hop popularity, rap's popularity really started to go ahead and take off. So it wasn't until 1995 that the Grammy said, hey, fuck it, we're gonna go ahead and recognize Rap Album of the Year. 95. So that would tell you that albums like and correct me if I'm wrong, Doggy Style, when did Doggy Style come out?
Doggy Style
never would ever be able to be Album of the Year. Illmatic, Enter the Woo, Ready to Die, Midnight Marauders, shit. I mean, albums like Straight Outta Compton, we could go way, way back. You know what I mean? There's a lot of dope albums that never, ever had the opportunity to be called Grammy Album of the Year because the Grammy wasn't fucking with us. So in 1995, I'm going to ask you, 1995, Me Against the World, Tupac, Return of the 36 Chambers, Old Dirty Bastard, Ski-Lo,
oh fuck,
I Wish, and Naughty by Nature, Poverty's Paradise, and this is the 1996 Grammy. Who got Rap Album of the Year? Just give me your best guess.
My heart says Pac. But man, that it, dude, those are all fucking classics. 95, dude.
96. I'm sorry, 96. So, Naughty by Nature, Poverty Paradise.
Yeah, I mean, that'd probably be my second. I mean,
okay, so that was the actual Grammy winner. Mm-hmm. So, Poverty's Paradise beat out Me Against the World and Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah. I've never heard Skeelo's album. Not even gonna lie, I hate it.
Yeah, the single. But
yeah,
that's all I.
So on that album, they had Clap Your Hands. They had Feel Me Flow. And then they had The Craziest Southside. And there's a crazy.
Oh, all
right. So those are the albums on that, right? So popularity wise, that was a very popular record. And as popular as the others, probably, I don't know. But that was the first winner, right? So 97, Fugees. They won. They beat out All Eyes on Me. And they beat out
they all had three.
They beat out All Eyes on Me, Life After Death. 98, Puffy won. I'm sorry, 98, Puffy won. And they beat out Life After Death. 99, Jay-Z wins for Volume 2, beats out Pun's Capital Punishment. 2000, M, the Shady LP, beats out The Roots' Things Fall Apart, which I think is a better album. 2001, M goes back to back with Marshall Mathers LP, beats out Chronic 2001.
That's fucking crazy.
2002, Outkast, Stankonia, beats out Jay-Z's The Blueprint. And I'm not a big Jay fan.
I like Stankonia, but The Blueprint is, I'm going to me, Blueprint, like, yeah,
over Stankonia. Blueprint,
like one of my favorite albums.
2003, The Eminem Show. That year they had like Luda. They had Luda, Ja Rule, Mystical, Nelly, and Petey Pablo, of all people, got Grammy nominations that year. 2004, Speaker Box of Love Below, an album which y'all fucked with. I couldn't fuck with that. Beat out 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Try. I think that's a better album, in my opinion. 2005, Kanye West, College Dropout. College Dropout beat out The Black Album that year in 2005.
That's not happening.
2006, Late Registration beat out Common B. To me, Common B is heat. I don't see how that happened. 2007, Ludacris, Release Therapy, beat out Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor, which to me is crazy. And then 2008, Kanye won with Graduation, and that was a trash year in my opinion. I think like T.I. had a record and some other cats had a record then. But if we look at the list that I just named, right, up until 2008, Drake's now won, I think, two, rap albums of the year. Macklemore has won. Cardi has won. I know we're missing another 10 years, but in that 10 years, there's been a lot of repeats. But M, the Jays, the Outkasts, the Kanyes, Luda, which is kind of almost like, I want to say, maybe a Lifetime Achievement Award at that point with 2007. So to me, the Grammys has always been about
commercials.
Who's the most popular person?
I agree.
Have you ever sat back and watched the whole entire Grammy?
Nah.
Have you ever watched more than 30 minutes of the Grammys?
Nah. And I'm an artist. I mean, I would watch, and not even American Music Awards. Grammys, American Music, I don't fuck with none of that. My shit was the BET Awards, and see, and kind of gauge what people were doing,
right.
You know, at my hungries. But like, as far as the Grammys and American Music Awards, like, nah, I wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't fuck with it. You know what I mean?
And let me ask you, why would you not fuck with that?
But I mean, because they're not running the artists that I like, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna sit there and watch fucking Celine Dion and shit like that.
So they're not catering to you, right?
Not at all.
Essentially,
not at all.
Right? And they don't care about hip hop as a core, right?
No, fuck no.
They're more worried about mainstream rap. And so that's my thing. Like, I don't understand why people can't disconnect the two. The Grammys has never given a fuck about the soul of hip hop.
Not at all.
They don't care.
Not the culture or anything. Not the culture. They'll bite the shit out of it, but they won't.
They're worried about the genre of rap music. Mm-hmm. And that's it. and the mainstream rap music. So I didn't understand the outrage from motherfuckers when Cardi won. Like, I understand, you know, Nipsey had a great record and people wanted to see him win. But we should have known that wasn't going to happen. No. Because when you have someone, and let me just say this, Nipsey had a hell of a year. Maybe 80% of his peers would say, let me have the year Nipsey had for 2017-18. Push had a great year. Again, his peers, let me have, you know, I wish I had that year. I'm not joking when I say this. Mac Miller was about to do some things. No one's going to say, let me have the year that Mac Miller had. You know what I mean? But he released an album that was critically acclaimed. And it appeared that he was gearing up for something else. And it bothers me that I cannot remember the fourth person now that was nominated, because I can't reference.
Travis Scott.
I don't think it was Travis Scott.
Let's see. We'll find out.
Yeah, pull that up real quick. But so what I'm saying is this. If we know that the Grammys are not fucking with real hip hop, and I'm going to put Nipsey in the hip hop category, I'm going to put Mac Miller in the hip hop category. Push definitely is a hip hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi is a rap artist. She's a rapper. She's a star. Who in their right mind thought that anybody else had a chance when she got that nomination? Her album, Invasion of Privacy, has went in the equivalent of album sales, went 2x platinum. It came out, April of 2018. So it's 2x platinum. That's just the equivalent of album sales. Doesn't mean anything about streams. It's the equivalent of album sales. She's the only artist to have all 13 tracks on the album streamed either platinum or gold. Only artist. First female artist certified to have this done by the RIAA. And I think it was Rolling Stone and Time Magazine also said she had the album of the year prior to the Grammys. So I don't understand. What did people think was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, just being uneducated about it, you know what I mean? Like, that they put too much behind it, you know, and it, not really understanding the fucking, not understanding the awards, you know, themselves, I mean, as far as what they're issuing out. So it's...
And why do we need the Grammys? Like, I don't understand that. Why is Travis the culture Scott of hip-hop? So it's Travis Scott for Astroworld? Okay. Yeah. And she's had a bigger year than Travis Scott.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand hip-hop heads being angry about this. Be angry about the fucking nominations. Boycott before the nominations. Don't fuck with the Grammys, because Grammys aren't fucking with us. Bottom line.
Not at all.
You know, Kendrick got his two and bounced. It was somebody else that we missed, but he got his two. You know, he got one for Pimp a Butterfly, and then, in my opinion, he went mainstream with the Damn album.
Damn, yeah.
And of course they're going to give him a Grammy. You got fucking Rihanna on there. You got fucking U2 on there.
Bono or
whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they're not going to give you a fucking Grammy?
Yeah.
I, you know, and again, that's why I'm fucking with Cole, because Cole's like, I'm not even submitting my shit to these motherfuckers. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. And that's the album of the fucking year right there.
In all honesty, KLD is album of the year.
Yeah.
But you don't see him bitching and complaining. You know, I think he even saluted her.
That's the gentleman thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, come on, that's what we gotta fucking get right, man, and just be happy our people's winning in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean?
Right,
man,
right, right.
Poor Cardi, man, that girl, as much as that girl's been through, you know what I mean, for her to shut her shit down and take the abuse, like, understand, this woman was a stripper. You know what I mean? And motherfuckers is throwing $20 out of her and treating her fucking like shit. And the Grammys is what broke her. You know what I mean? As far as to get away from people, like, you know, motherfucking trolls and everybody else giving her a hard time. And she worked at a strip club. That's fucking terrible, bro.
Yeah, you know, to see where she's come from to where she's at now.
It's so short of a time.
Right. And like I said, I'm not a Cardi B historian. I think it was like last week or whatever, I was online and scrolled across this video of whoever her manager used to be or whatever, the dude that she's fucked with on the Love and Hip Hop show or whatever. I can't remember his name right off the bat, though. But all the times she was trying to get him to play the music. Like, she would constantly ask him, like, listen to the music, listen to the music, listen to the music. And he would constantly tell her no. Mm. You know, no, 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 no. So I think it's DJ Self, I'm assuming. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But asked him to play the music, asked him to support. He didn't support. Next thing you know, All That Yellow comes out, and the rest is fucking history. You know what I mean?
Fucking idiot.
And not only is he an idiot, but it's the fact that, you know, people are going to hate on you when you haven't made it, and they're going to continue to hate when you've made it. And like you said, it's sad. And, you know, I just want to see her to continue to win.
Yeah.
The new song with Bruno Mars is whack. Whack. But
bro,
hey,
what you expect, bro?
But
you know what I mean?
Her fan base is going to eat it up. And that's my point, is that we as hip-hop heads, old heads, young heads who like hip-hop, don't waste your energy on the Grammys. Mm. It's not for you.
Yeah, it's not designed for us.
Would you sit down and watch the punk rock awards if you weren't a punk rock person?
Yeah,
you wouldn't. And I know the Grammy says, hey, rap. But we know what the definition of Grammy rap is versus what the fuck real rap is.
This is a story all about how white life got flipped upside down.
So, just leave it alone, man. Leave it alone. Let her live. Let her continue to bring awareness to hip-hop, rap, so people might be able to hear some artists that are better rappers than her. You know, the Snow the Products, the Rhapsodies, you know, the Jean Grays, you know, the Kamayas. There's a lot of different people out there, female artists. Maybe, you know, Cardi is the gateway drug to better MCs, female MCs, to these people in the suburbs that would have probably never, ever given anyone outside of Nicki Minaj an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm not going to hate on her. I'm happy for her. I will say this. One thing that I'm seeing, and it's the internet, so I don't know if it's true or not, Netflix better not give her the opportunity to play Selena.
Nah. Better not. I think that's just a meme, man.
Yeah, they better not. There's a young Hispanic actress who is probably from Texas, probably grew up in the Tejano music scene or whatever, that can pull that role off better than Cardi B. You know what I mean? If anybody from any powerful or has any power at Netflix is listening to this, give that person an opportunity. Don't go cast somebody who's well known for this role. Give us a nobody, especially if this is going to be a series. Give us a nobody. Give somebody an opportunity. You owe the culture that.
Yeah, definitely.
You owe the culture that. So, you want to touch on this Cardi situation before we roll out, man? You got anything else you want to discuss regards to that?
Like I said, I fuck with Cardi B. I'm proud she won the Grammy. I mean, it's not for us, but any accolades, especially on that level, on a national level, is definitely a win, man. So, you know, shout out for her being Latina, you know, and representing. But, I mean, shit, we can't even categorize her as just Latina, man, because she's probably one of the biggest artists out there, period.
Yeah, you can't. She's one of the biggest artists. So she's transcended anything that niggas can throw at her at this point. Yeah. The year she's had, doubted her because she was going to have the baby. Doubted her because, you know, very early on, she got exposed for using the Ghost Rider. As soon as, what's that, Be Careful dropped or whatever, the nigga had the video of him rapping the lyrics, you know, on his phone, and that was floating around. So there was a lot of different little shits that came out. Her and Offset, her and Nicki squabbing at the fucking thing, her getting hit in the eye. So there was a lot of shit where it could have went left, and it didn't.
And she still come out shining, man.
Exactly. So, again, props to her, and continue to go ahead and do your thing. I support the hustle.
Yeah, ain't nothing on it, man. Man, they are making good, sound business decisions. And, you know, it, and I mean, it, we can base it all off of the decisions, but somebody's got to execute that motherfucker, and she is fucking executing it. You know what I mean?
You know, she's definitely
she is flawless on the shit. You know what I mean? So hey, get it, mama.
Yeah. Well, shit, we are going to go ahead and get out. Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, again, thank you for listening. Again, you can always catch us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Make sure you check us out on Facebook at An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop Podcast. You can also check us out on Instagram and Twitter. We are there. We are active. We are getting it in. So a big shout out to you, Sign, for sitting down with me. Big shout outs to Mr. Bootlegs and B-Sides himself, as well as King OG. And again, the Digital Soapbox Networks. Big shout outs to you as well. So we are out. Be back soon. Again, thank you for checking out Solo Dolo with your boy, Hip Hop Old Head. Peace.